Hello, I'm Will Shires and this is Talking Trucks. In this episode, I'll be chatting with Dave Rees. He's the founder of School of Thought. This not-for-profit organisation is looking to attract young people into our industry and help tackle the skills crisis. Listen to find out how you can help. Dave, first of all, tell us who you are. In fact, no, before we even do that, let's explain what we're in. This is a Watts Truck and Van DAF XG, and this is liveried up in a Come and Work for DAF livery. Because we need new people into this industry, and that's what this interview is about, isn't it?
That's what this is all about. This is about the critical shortage of not just technicians, but young people that see the commercial vehicle world as a destination for their careers. So yeah, that's exactly what this is about, and to have something like this that is advertising that is a great step forward.
So What do you do exactly, and how did you get into what you're doing?
Yeah, well, basically, I mean, my history is I've been in the industry since 1967, so I'm getting on a little bit now. So I was a trainee at 15, an apprentice at 16, came out of my time at 20, and I've worked in the industry all my life. I got my dream job working for Ford for 21 years. I ran their body and paint program in the UK, and I did a lot of programs globally. And then in 2019, I had a conversation with some industry friends, and they said, "We've got a problem, Dave. We can't get young people into this industry. We've neglected our apprenticeship programs, so we basically need to do something about it." So I basically said, right, I'll go and do some research. I need to know what the problem is. And it was that sparked the whole School of Thought program that we run now. So we, with a friend of mine, Julie Ely, who's my co-founder, we did a lot of research in 2019, and it was really apparent that there was no connection between education and the automotive industry. Mm. You know, not just CV, but the whole industry was disconnected, to the point that we were working with a couple of organisations, and their total role with government funding is to go into schools and colleges and introduce industry to young people and do careers events. We were invisible. So between the two organisations, there were probably 4.5 million hits a year on their website with youngsters looking for careers. You couldn't find automotive, it wasn't there.
Wow, really?
So that was disconcerting, but not really a surprise, because obviously we've neglected it for so many years. So the first thing we did was to register as what they call STEM ambassadors with our local STEM hub. STEM is science, technology, engineering and maths in schools, which is our industry. And within a few days, we were inundated with requests to go to schools and colleges. It was almost a light bulb moment to say, well, I've just got into schools and colleges without any effort. Somebody else is organising the events, and all I've got to do is turn up and promote my industry. So we went back to the group and said, you know, we found a way in. We think we've got a really good good method now. And if you think I'm doing the right thing, I will go ahead. If you think it's a pipe dream, then, you know, I'm knocking on 70 at that time. I could always park myself on a beach somewhere, couldn't I? That was never going to be. So we started the program. We did about 40 events between us in 2019. Okay. And that was to get a feel of what was expected of you when you went into a school, because there was this tentative fear from people that they didn't know how to talk to 14 and 15 year olds, and what was the reception and what do they need to do. The response was amazing. So we, you know, for people that say kids don't like the automotive industry, they don't like cars, and they're not going to drive, an absolute load of rubbish. Kids love it.
Yeah,
kids absolutely love this industry. So we decided to formalise it. And we set up a community interest company called Ready for Work, and School of Thought comes under that umbrella.
Okay.
It sits between a charity and a limited company, and you have to have specific guidelines from the government to be a community interest company. And the reason we got that clarification from them was because we have 160 ambassadors that only work in their own communities. So we managed to get that status. We launched then in January 2020, and COVID came along, which was a difficult time to launch. But we were sort of dogmatic about the whole thing. We got in touch with all the STEM hubs and with all the schools and colleges. They did a wonderful job through COVID with careers events virtually. So we connected with something like 45,000 young people through COVID just by sitting at home and logging into careers events with them. I mean, one event in Manchester, there was 49 schools and over 200 screens open, and we were basically talking to them about various careers. That then started to grow. COVID eased off, and then we started doing live school events, and we've now done over 250 live school events in the UK, connecting with over 135,000 young people. This thing all takes time. Obviously, we're just scratching the surface of this, but the good news is, working with a group in South Wales, we've just seen our first 20 apprentices that will be starting work in our industry in July. So we know it works. So that was the reason that we did it. That was the passion behind it. And what we need to do now is to grow this business, not the business itself, because we're not for profit, but to grow the program and to get people like DAF and these major companies who have the problem on board with this, because we can really, really help along the way.
So what do you want from them? What do you want from the likes of DAF?
The first thing is, we obviously need money. I mean, nothing comes free. So we need to bring people like DAF on as corporate partners. And we're not talking about hundreds of thousands of pounds. You know, our corporate partner pack, just by being part of it, is £5,000 a year. Now, that's not an awful lot of money for a major corporation. But what we want to do with companies like DAF is we can support their dealer networks. So we can, by being a corporate partner with us, we will then start to help their dealer networks to link with local schools, link with local colleges, build the relationship, and start the process of this continuous role of getting young people from schools and colleges every year. So if you've got a dealer that's got, say, four comprehensive schools around them, then we build that relationship. We organise, help them to organise some careers events themselves or attend. We bring some of their staff on as ambassadors, School of Thought ambassadors, and so it begins. And once they've built that relationship, you'll start to see those schools feed that business, and then it's continuous from there. So that's what we aim to do. The end point aim is to make this industry as self-sufficient as possible, so that they can basically do it themselves. I think it would take thousands of people to do it for them, so they've got to be a bit more self-sufficient. They've got to do something about it.
And you want a commitment, don't you, for these companies to take how many work experience?
We're launching a year of work experience.
Okay.
The industry walked away from work experience quite some years ago for various reasons. Maybe they got too busy, maybe health and safety started to stifle them a bit. But we know work experience works, and the companies that are now reintroducing it are starting to reap the benefits. So we're launching the first of its kind. We're launching automotive work experience year in 2024. And that what we want from that is we want each company, as many as possible, to commit to taking one person for a week of work experience in 2024. Just one person. So the more companies we can get, the more young people we get on work experience. If they want to take more, that's fine, but just commit to one.
Working in any areas of the business,
any
or are we just talking technical?
Nope.
What are we
any,
talking?
Anywhere. We've got job roles. We've got over 200 job roles in our industry. So it could be in parts, it could be in service, it could be in sales, it could be in administrative support, it could be in fleet, any part of the business, including technical. We need to get these young people on board, and that's what we're trying to do, is say, look, take one person. It might be in a part of your business that you really need people, and if that's technical, which seems to be a big problem at the moment, then get them in. And if it's just one, then we start this ball rolling. But the point of it is that we will then have an automotive national work experience week sometime in April 2024. And that'll be a week of concerted publicity and get this message out to schools on big scale. So February we've got Apprentice Week, March we've got Careers Week, and in April we want to launch an automotive specific work experience week.
Okay.
But this thing is a year-long event, and what we'd like then is for the industry to embrace this and do it every year. So our industry is really good at doing things until they don't think they work and then abandoning them and then going, oh, that didn't work, so we won't do it again. Well, this might work on a very small scale in 2024. I hope it goes bigger, but if it only works on a small scale in 2024, it'll be bigger in 25 and bigger in 26 and,
of course,
and bigger
we
in 27.
We don't know if it works until years down the line, really, do
That's
we?
That's right. Because if we take work experience at year 11, say, which are 15, you know, it could be another year before they commit to being an apprentice with us, and then it could be another 3 years before we've got that partially formed technical engineer of the future. So we've got a generation gap, but it could take us a decade to fix it. But we've got to take this as the biggest long-term problem the industry's got. All the other problems the industry have got can be fixed reasonably short-term. This one can't.
No.
This is a long-term solution. And if you talk to some of the vehicle manufacturers, they'll tell you that it's probably the biggest long-term problem that they've got. And this is the start.
Yeah. Now, we're talking here at Road Transport Expo, and you've been on the DAF stand. They've sat you down on a bench out there. We've been talking to people.
Yeah.
How have the conversations gone? Have you had positive feedback?
Absolutely positive. No, everybody we've spoken to says we're doing the right thing. You know, and if I've got that positive feedback, I'm going to continue to do this.
Yeah.
So we've had dealer groups that have spoken to us and said, look, come and help us. We had a dealer group from the Southwest that says, you know, we're starting to do something, but it sounds like you know, you're in front of us, so come and help us out. Yeah, we've had a great response from everybody we've spoken to. DAF have been brilliant. I mean, they've got a really good program. But again, everybody can have an apprenticeship program. It's just about filling the point of where they've got an apprentice to come into it. So yeah, brilliant response. Can't thank DAF enough for the hospitality. It's been great. Tomorrow's going to be a big day because we've got the students coming in.
Yeah.
And I think to get them on the DAF stand, introduce those students to DAF, and for them to see how the DAF apprenticeship program works, is going to be great. They can then visit the rest of the show, go and see everybody else, and get a feel for this industry, because it's not just about trucks, it's about everything else. And this is a huge show to go and show about components and specialist equipment and specialist people. All these people are automotive. All these people have got opportunities. So it's going to be great for the students to come and see how advanced and how good the CV side of the business is.
Yeah, brilliant. Did you do work experience yourself?
My work experience was at 14 years of age. Don't tell the police. It didn't really matter then. I served petrol in a petrol station where the old wire and and hand served petrol. But when the petrol wasn't being served, I was cleaning up and sort of mooching around the workshop and seeing what the guys did. That was at 14, so I left school at 15, straight into a traineeship year with a local garage in Warwick. They took me on at 16 and said, right, we're going to give you an apprenticeship. I did a four-year apprenticeship, and the rest is history. But from that small beginnings, I've worked all over the world. I've travelled all over the world. I've consulted for vehicle manufacturers. I've done work in the Middle East, in Korea, India, a nice little gig in Aruba in the Caribbean. That was probably the best one.
That
sounded really good. But that comes from a young lad finishing school on a Friday, starting work on a Monday, not knowing anything about the industry.
Yeah, it's the thing, isn't it? There are so many openings in this industry, so many fantastic careers, and kids just aren't told about it.
That is the problem. We've done a really bad job as an industry of going out and promoting to the youngsters. And the problem we've got now is there is so many different companies fishing in the same talent pool that if we're not in front of these young people, telling them just how good this industry is and how what wonderful careers you can have, somebody else is going to tell them and convince them that to be something else. So That's why we do the careers events, we do the careers fairs. If you take the National Health, for instance, they've got over 10,500 STEM ambassadors in the UK, and their job is totally to have a couple of days where they go into a schools fair and promote the careers in the National Health.
Blimey, I didn't know that.
We've got 160 and they just happen to be ours. That's our industry. Yeah. So we've got a lot of catching up to do. We know these work because if you've got people like the Army, the Navy, the Air Force, the National Health, the police, they all go to careers fairs. They all go and talk to young people, and that's the way they recruit. We've been very remiss and haven't done that, and now it's time we did, because this industry is amazing. This industry has got so much to offer.
Yeah.
And it's got longevity because it's not going away.
No, of course not.
You know, even with
it's a career for life, absolutely.
It is,
there's not many of those left.
No, even with the advancement of technology and, you know, driverless cars and autonomous trucks and things, all these vehicles need maintenance, need good technicians to keep them on the road. You know, how important was this industry during COVID?
Mm.
You know, that's a great pointer, because without our industry, without keeping the trucks and the vans and you know, and the doctors and nurses' cars and things on the road, we would have had a different experience with COVID than we've actually had. So it's totally important. It keeps the economy rolling, and we now need to do a better job.
Yeah. Well, Dave, I think it's an absolutely fantastic cause, and I really wish you all the best. If people want to get involved, what do they need to do?
They can contact me directly. They can contact me through you guys, because you've got all the contact details, or they can go onto our website, www.schoolofthought.info, and just send us emails, just get in touch. Happy for RTX to give people my phone number and my contact details. So anybody that's here at the show, exhibiting at the show, or listening to this, that wants to know more, wants to maybe get involved, maybe they want to be an ambassador, maybe they want to be a sponsor, we're available. No problem. You know, they can just get in touch with me anytime.
Good stuff.
My wife doesn't like it, but I do say 24/7, so I will answer the phone. It's stupid.
You're going to regret that.
I always regret that.
Thank you very much.
It's a pleasure. And, you know, thanks to you guys for getting involved and certainly bringing me to this event. I didn't know this event existed, so this is a new one, but it's been great. It's been such a busy event, and I'm really looking forward to the students come in. It doesn't matter whether it's 5, 10 or 150, it really doesn't matter. You know, it's going to be great to see them tomorrow.
Brilliant, thanks.
Now I've got to climb out of this cab.